With SRN News, I'm John Scott. On Capitol Hill, lawmakers have peppered Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle with questions about why she should be allowed to keep her job and why Donald Trump was allowed to take the stage after local law enforcement had identified a gunman as suspicious at his rally in Butler, Pennsylvania on July 13th. Cheadle testifying before a congressional committee as calls mount for her to resign over security failures at that rally. The Senate's top Democrat is heaping praise on President Biden for deciding to win his reelection campaign. Bob Agnew has more in this report.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling Joe Biden a true patriot. In a statement, Schumer calls Biden a great leader and legislator and describes him as an amazing human being. Schumer says it must have been a difficult decision for the president, but that, quote, he once again put his country, his party, and our future first. Sources say Schumer told Biden in a meeting on Saturday a majority of Democrat senators believed he could not win re-election. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance holding his first solo campaign appearances today.
Republican and Ohio Senator J.D. Vance is scheduled to hold a rally in his hometown of Middletown this afternoon. And he's scheduled to appear at a second rally this evening in Radford, Virginia. The appearances will come one day after President Joe Biden dropped out of the race, leaving the Democratic ticket unsettled. Before the Biden announcement, Vance had expected to eventually face Vice President Kamala Harris in a debate. Trump's campaign plans to use Vance in Rust Belt states that are seen as pivotal for Democrats' path to the White House. I'm Donna Warder.
And on Wall Street, the Dow is down 3, the Nasdaq up 200. This is SRN News. A historic church goes up in flames.
Georgia's Zebulun United Methodist Church was constructed some 200 years ago, but it's gone now, the victim of a lightning strike that sparked a big fire. The congregation is vowing to rebuild, and the local community will help. Zebulun Mayor Joe Walter tells Atlanta News First, quote, "We're going to rebuild whatever it takes, and we're going to continue to worship here." Nobody was hurt in the blaze, but the building is a total loss. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates say an initiative to ask voters if they want to enshrine abortion in Montana's Constitution has enough signatures to appear on the November ballot. Montanans supporting reproductive rights claim that counties have confirmed over 74,000 signatures. The petition needed over 60,000 to qualify for the ballot. Still pending is whether the signatures of inactive voters should count toward the total. This is SRN News. Rescue teams found a man reported missing more than 2 weeks ago in the Red River Gorge, a wilderness area in Kentucky. Searchers found 48-year-old Scott Hearn after hearing someone call for help. It sounds like the perfect job, but it's not.
Restaurant critics appear to have a super job enjoying meals several nights a week on someone else's dime, but New York Times critic Pete Wells painting a far more complicated picture. He's leaving the beat because the constant eating has led to obesity and other health issues. To write a review, critics usually take 2 to 3 visits to a restaurant so they can taste as many dishes as possible, and restaurant food tends to contain much higher levels of salt and saturated fat. Jason Walker reporting.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.